Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
The mandate of the Montana Family Foundation is to affect public policy in a positive way from a Judeo-Christian perspective. We do this in the legislature through involvement in the election process and in the courts, and it's the courts that I'd like to focus on today. As most of you know, over the past 4 weeks, we've seen victory after victory at the U.S. Supreme Court. So many, in fact, that the left is reeling, and buried in the last decision is yet another win for our side. On March 23rd, the Montana Family Foundation filed a joint amicus brief in the case of NIFLA versus Becerra, a case challenging California's law forcing Christian pregnancy centers to advertise free and low-cost abortions. That case was decided last week, and as predicted, we won. What we didn't foresee was the fact that it would be a narrow 5-4 decision. It's hard to fathom that there are actually 4 justices on the U.S. Supreme Court that believe that it's okay to force Christians to promote abortion. That aside, buried deep in the decision is yet another victory that no one's talking about, and it involves an issue completely unrelated to abortion. At any one time, we're involved in 2 or 3 cases, and as we write the briefs for those cases, a great deal of time, effort, and energy is given to not falling into any judicial traps or inadvertently opening up any judicial cans of worms. In the case of NIFLA, our opponents presented a line of argument that led the court down a path that led to wording in the decision that will pay dividends to our side for years to come. One of the issues that we predicted would come before the next session of the Montana legislature is the issue of so-called sexual orientation change therapy laws, or SOCES for short. These laws have been passed in several states and make it a crime to counsel against same-sex attraction. Every year, thousands of people walk away from the homosexual lifestyle with the help of clergy, psychiatrists, and other forms of counseling. SOCES laws ban this type of counseling and make it illegal to help people with unwanted same-sex attraction. So what does this have to do with the NIFLA case? At its core, NIFLA was about free speech versus compelled speech, and the defendants in NIFLA thought it would be helpful to draw an analogy between California's law and the SOCES laws that have been passed and upheld in several court cases. Specifically, they pointed to Pickup versus Brown in the infamous Ninth Circuit and King versus Governors of New Jersey, a Third Circuit case. In NIFLA, the Ninth Circuit had justified the requirement for pregnancy centers to advertise for abortions as professional speech rather than individual speech, and thus not protected by the First Amendment. The two circuit courts came to similar conclusions in the SOCES cases, so it seemed logical to make the same argument in the NIFLA case. That's where their train went off the tracks. Justice Thomas, writing for the majority in NIFLA, seized on the opportunity to clarify that professional speech is still protected by the First Amendment, which makes it highly doubtful that any of the SOCES cases making their way to the Supreme Court will pass constitutional muster. That's great news and will likely head off the legislative battle that we were predicting here in Montana. When it comes to great court decisions, NIFLA versus Becerra is the gift that keeps on giving. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.